And welcome back to a new episode of the Leading Yourself podcast. I am super excited for today's podcast episode. This is an episode that I have been doing for the last 2 years. I recorded this episode, this content, at least a couple of times. And this week, I am just gonna rebroadcast last year's episode where I shared my framework for spring cleaning my life. This time of the year, the month of April, for me, is all about spring cleaning. And not only spring cleaning our houses, but spring cleaning our lives is a great way to refocus, recalibrate, and re-energize to go into quarter two of this year with renewed energy and renewed focus. Focus on what matters most. It's a very simple but very powerful framework. So take a notebook, take a pen, take some notes, and enjoy today's podcast episode. Welcome to the Leading Yourself podcast. This is your host, Carolina de Arriba. I'm an HR professional, health and fitness coach, wife, mom, and above all things, a goal-getter. In this podcast, we're going to be digging into all things leadership, professional and career development, habits, and relationships. This is a podcast for those who want to become the best version of themselves, those who have big dreams and are willing to embrace the journey and put in the work to achieve them. My goal is to share with you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you in your journey. So let's dig in into today's episode. Can you believe that it's April already? Time is flying by. If you've been following along this year here on the Leaning Yourself podcast, you know that 2022, I decided to make a year of reinvention. And I've been working on my reinvention journey for the last 3 months. And as we step into April, every year, every month, I set title, a theme for the month, kind of like a chapter of this 12 chapter book of 2022. And every April, since I started doing this practice, April has been the theme of spring cleaning, because we know April as the month that we do spring cleaning, right? Even though I will never understand why, because at this stage of the year, the last thing that I want is another excuse to stay indoors, right? I want to get outside and get some fresh air. But anyways, a couple of years ago, I was doing a training on home organization and spring cleaning your house. And I love the concept. And as I was listening to this home organizer walk through the spring cleaning process, I was thinking to myself, this framework can be applied to other areas of our lives. And I created this spring cleaning practice for myself that I actually started to do on a monthly basis, but that soon became too overwhelming and not too impactful. So now I do it every quarter of the year. I do it at the beginning of the year. I do it now as we get into spring. And then I'll do it later in the summer. And then again at the end of the year to kickstart the new year. And today I want to share with you this 5-step process for spring cleaning your life. And this process, it's all about reclaiming, reconnecting, and refocusing with your priorities and help you reduce stress and a sense of overwhelm and get more clarity in your life. And it's a very simple process. It doesn't take a lot of time to do it. I just did it this past weekend, and maybe I spent an hour. And it was very eye-opening, even though I've been doing so much work
in the last quarter, or so far this year, I felt I get so much from this spring cleaning process. And now I have kind of like a roadmap on what I want to focus on in the next quarter of the year. Where are the areas in my life that I need to declutter a little bit? And what are the things that I'm inviting to my life in this next quarter of the year that are going to help me to show up in accordance to this new identity that I'm working on as part of my reinvention process? So as I said, this is a process that I've been doing for a few years, and this year felt a little bit different. It was deeper because I'm in this reinvention journey, so I had a true north to look forward to. But you can do it at any time. Again, you can do it monthly, you can do it quarterly, or even at least once a year. With the new year, as you start a new year, is a great way to refocus and regain that clarity in your life and let go of that sense of overwhelm. Because here's the thing, anytime that you want to work on an area of your life, what do we automatically think? We automatically think of all the things that we need to do. And we just keep adding and piling up more and more things in our to-do list to the point that we feel so overwhelmed that we end up giving up. And I think that is one of the main reasons why a lot of people give up on their New Year resolutions or in their New Year goals, because they keep adding things to their lives and to the point that there's just not enough time to do it all. So let me show you a way you can approach it that you can reduce that overwhelm and gain clarity around your priorities, reclaim and refocus on those priorities so you can let go of that stress, let go of that sense of overwhelm, and feel more fulfilled. So here's how it works. The first step is to conduct a life audit. A life audit, basically what it is a self-assessment to understand where are you right now in key areas of your life. I've been talking about this wheel of life, so it's kind of like a wheel of life. I use slightly different buckets for myself. I rate these areas of my life on a monthly basis, but the rest of the process I do once a quarter. And the things that I assess are myself. So that has to do with my personal growth, my level of fulfillment, personal fulfillment. How do I feel with myself, right? The second area that I evaluate is my work and career. The third area that I evaluate is my finances. Then my family and friends, so key relationships in my life. And then my health and my spirituality. And I rate all these areas from 1 to 10. And the importance here is to be viciously honest with yourself on where do you think you are in a rate from 1 to 10, 1 being, you know, this area is terrible. It can be any worse. To 10, I'm thriving. It's the best that I've ever felt in my life in this area of my life. And typically, my experience is that falls somewhere in between, right? So it starts by just rating ourselves. And I go a level deeper and I actually write down on my journal why I rated myself the way I did. So what actually is in my mind around this area? How am I feeling in each of these areas in my life? And I write a paragraph for each of them that kind of captures my rating. At the end of the day, the rating is going to be subjective, is based on your own interpretation and your own feeling of how you are doing in that area of your life. So writing down that paragraph, I find is very helpful to really understand why I see myself the way I do in that area of my life. Then the next step as part of this audit is to rate myself on where do I want to be being completely realistic by the end of the quarter. So if 3 months from now, I go ahead and do this exercise again, which I will, where do I want to be? What is that number from 1 to 10? So let's say that for health, I rate it as a 7, and I want to be at the end of the quarter at a 9. Now I do the same thing once again. I write a short paragraph of what that target level looks like. Basically, what I'm doing is writing down a life in my own terms. How would life look in my own terms 3 months from now if I actually move the needle in that area of my life? And I write a paragraph for each of those areas to visualize, right? To create a compelling future for myself on how life will feel like, how life will look like for me if I would reach that level that I'm aiming to reach. And then once I do that, I do simple math and I subtract my future state versus my current state, and that gives me a gap. And then I have a gap for each area of my life. The next step, step number 2 of this spring cleaning, is a life edit. That means it's a time where I sit down and I think through all these areas of my life and I identify, where do I have my biggest gaps? Which categories I am going to focus on for the next 3 months? And here's what I've learned. I am the kind of person that I would work on all the areas at the same time, right? I'm an overachiever by nature. And if I see that I feel that I have a gap in any area of my life, my natural instinct is to go and fix it all. But what I realized is that it's not possible to focus on everything at the same time. You can have it all, not just all at the same time. And that's something that took me some time to realize. The times where I tried to fix it all, I felt, again, overwhelmed, and it was not sustainable. I ended up doing the reassessment and not having moved the needle in any of the areas. But when I choose 1, 2, maximum 3 areas, I recommend you start with 1, and you dedicate all your focus, all your attention to that one area of your life, you're more likely to move the needle. You're more likely to stay consistent with your purpose in this area and to actually move the needle. So in this step is basically a prioritization, and I do it by gap. So what is the area of my life that has the biggest gap? And that's the one that I choose. The next step is to look into my daily routines, to look into my days. And I typically take a week to do this exercise, or if you know top of your head that you can do it right away. I started doing it all right away. And then as my week goes by, right after I do this exercise for this step 3 and step 4, it becomes so much more clear because I'm so much more aware. You know, what you focus on, where focus goes, energy flows. So because I'm so focused on this life audit, the week after I do my life audit, I'm so focused on it that things are just more clear and I can see things clearly. So step number 3 is a life debit, meaning like in a bank account, right? If you have a bank account, you can do 2 things. You can make debits or credits to your bank account. So think about your life or this area of your life that you just prioritize as a bank account where you are going to do, and you're going to make some debits and you're going to make some credits. And I personally believe we need to start with the debits, because unless you take things out, unless you subtract or deduct things from your life, you're not going to have the space to add new things, which to my point earlier is the reason why a lot of people give up, because they feel so overwhelmed because they're just adding more and more things, thinking that if they want to make a change, they just need to add more things to their to-do list. But in this case, we're going to start by subtracting things from our life. So the question here is, what things are you doing consistently right now? What are some habits and practices and rituals that you currently have that are not serving you? What are the things that you're currently doing that are holding you back from having that life in your terms that you just described? What are the things that are preventing you from feeling fulfilled in this area of your life? And make a list of all those things. For example, let's say that I'm going to put a health example because I think everyone can relate to this. But let's say that the area of focus that you have is your health. And let's say that, at the beginning of the year, you set a goal that you wanted to lose weight. And here you are starting the second quarter of the year and you haven't made a ton of progress. So you want to focus on that area of your life because it's frustrating that you haven't made progress. So a debit list for this could be, well, maybe you are scrolling in social media for hours and then the day goes by and you feel that you don't have time to work out. So a live debit, for example, could be stop scrolling social media. So you can free up that time that you are currently using in scrolling social media to actually get your exercise done. Or maybe you are going out to eat on a regular basis, or you're ordering food like takeouts or for, like Uber Eats or whatever, because you don't have time or you don't know what to cook. So maybe that is what you're letting go, right? The ordering food or eating out every day, that's something that you need to subtract from your life. So what are things that you're currently doing that are not serving you? Things that are holding you back from making progress in that one area of your life that you want to focus on this quarter? And make a list of all the things that you're going to subtract, all the things that you're going to stop doing or you're going to do less of. And that brings us to step number 4, which now is the credits. Now that you have free up the space in your life, now you can add new things. So now that you're not scrolling in social media, now you can add exercise. Now that you are stopping to order food outside, you can start a meal prepping practice or taking a cooking class to learn how to make healthy recipes or cooking your own food, right? So this is how this exercise works. First, you do a list of all the things that you want to subtract from your life, things that you want to stop doing or do less of, and then you start adding new things that are aligned with that life in your terms, the things that are going to help you to close that gap that you have identified in that area of your life. So think about, if you want to go from a 6 to an 8 in your health, what would be the things that if you do consistently every day will help you close that gap? That is the question that you're trying to answer on this step of the spring cleaning. Make your list. And as I said, for me, I start doing my list. Like last week, for example, I did this exercise for myself last weekend and I came up with a list. And as the week went by, because it's so fresh in my mind, I'm so focused on it, I started to see things. I started to see patterns of things that I'm doing. And I'm like, gosh, I absolutely need to subtract this. I absolutely need to stop doing this. Or here's an opportunity to free up my energy and free up my time so I can add the right things that are going to help me actually move the needle. So again, if you sit down and do this exercise, be aware that it's not a one and done. Like the first or couple of weeks after you do the exercise, you're going to be in this process of like a detective of your own life, of your own day, like analyzing what you're doing and becoming aware. And awareness is such a gift. Awareness means clarity, and clarity is power. And when you become aware of the things that are holding you back and you clearly see them, you're going to see opportunities on what things you can subtract, what things you can stop doing or do less of to free up your energy and free up your time so you actually can focus on the things that really matter. And the last step of this spring cleaning process can be other than gratitude. Yes, I'm going to bring the gratitude card once again. I know you're tired of hearing me talk about gratitude, but I feel this is really important to put us in the right mindset as we go into the new quarter. And how this works is you're going to do a gratitude practice. Focus on the area that you're trying to improve. So let's say that your health is the area that you want to focus on for the next quarter of this year to do. And what you're going to do is write down all the things that today you're grateful for as it relates to your health. Maybe you say, I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I'm healthy. I'm grateful that I can walk. I'm grateful that I can work out. Like if I want, I can. My body allows me to do it. How many people out there don't have legs or arms, or they're in a wheelchair or are in a worse situation than I am, that they can do the things that I want to do? The only reason why I'm not doing those things is because of my mind, right? Because I'm in my head putting excuses to myself on why not to do it. Right? Whatever that excuse is, maybe it is, I don't have time, or, you know, I don't have the energy, or I'm too tired. Those are just excuses. And when you start writing down the things that you're grateful for in this area, it regains a level of appreciation for yourself in this area. And you start this process of spring cleaning, not from a place of shame, not from a place of disappointment or frustration, but from a place of gratitude. And that is going to be the force that is going to help you appreciate every little step that you take towards that life that you envision 3 months from now. Now, let me tell you, this is basically the five-step process that I do every year for spring cleaning my life. Let me tell you that this year, as I mentioned at the beginning, the experience was a little bit different for me because for the last 3 months, I've been working on this reinvention journey and I have came up with this new self, with my true self that was buried under all my limiting beliefs. And I created this incantation that I share with you on one of the UHPW episodes that I've been sharing on Wednesdays. So that was already a lot of work that I have done. I have done a lot of work on describing with a lot of detail what and how life on my own terms looks like. So this year, this exercise was so easy. It was flowing, but it was also very eye-opening, especially the debit and credit portion of it. Because I haven't done that until this point in my reinvention journey. So having the clarity on where I am and where I want to go, that was there. I had that foundation going this year into this spring cleaning exercise. But then thinking through the debits and the credits was so much easier. I came up with a few things that clearly I need to change. Clearly, there are things that I need to let go of. And clearly, I need to do that in order to create the space to add the things that I need to do if I want to live life in my own terms. So that made this exercise so much more powerful for me this year. But the steps, I follow the same steps that I follow for the last 2 years. And it's something, as I said, it doesn't take a lot of time. You can carve out an hour. You can do it in less than an hour, but I would say, just so you're not pressured, carve out an hour. Maybe this weekend or at evening after work, carve out an hour for yourself. When was the last time that you blocked time to be with yourself, to work on yourself? Be viciously honest with yourself. When was the last time that you did that? This is a great opportunity to spend time with yourself, to invest in yourself. And this exercise is perfect to do that. So set up some time apart in a place where you're free of distractions. Create the ambience that is going to help you focus on this exercise. For me, you know, I was by myself without, you know, my kids running around me. And I put some background music and I made myself a hot cocoa. I've been giving up coffee since UPW, so no coffee for me. I'm giving up coffee for 10 days. And I think after that, I don't know if I will reintroduce coffee on a daily basis, but that's a different topic. I made myself a hot cocoa and I put on some background music and I was just for an hour investing in myself doing this exercise. And after I did this, I felt so released, so free, so light. I felt that I had a deeper level of focus on what exactly and clarity on what exactly is that I need to do next with all the work that I've been doing for the last 3 months. I've been investing a lot of time on this reinvention, and this exercise was just what I needed to have and gain that clarity on what is next. What do I need to do next? How do I need to take action? And what are the actions that I need to take if I want to continue to make the changes that I'm working on? So that is it for this week. That is my spring cleaning 5-step process. I hope you find this helpful. And if you decide to try it out, please let me know. Tag me on social media. Send me a message on Instagram. You can find me as Leading Yourself Podcast, both in Instagram and Facebook. I would love to hear, how did you like this practice if you decide to try it? And of course, as always, I want to ask you a big favor. If you like this podcast episode and you can think of anyone in your circle that can benefit from some spring cleaning in their lives, please share this episode with them. With that, I hope you have an amazing week, and I will see you here again next week for another episode of the Leading Yourself Podcast.